Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Wipe away tears. Today we look at Revelation chapter 21, verses 3 and 4. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away." Working with young children inevitably leads to wiping away some tears. It might be a scraped knee, hurt feelings, or loneliness. We help that child using comforting words, a friendly hug, and sometimes a band-aid. We point that child to Jesus' comforting presence. Sometimes the tears might be our own as we work through difficult situations. We understand that life in this imperfect world includes tears and sadness. That's just the beginning of our story. God has blessed us with our time here on earth. During that time, there will be many joys. We marvel at God's creation, enjoy the people God places in our lives, and grow in wisdom. There will also be sadness, frustration, and anger. Because of sin, ours included, this world will never be perfect, and we will deal with that throughout life. God promises to be with us through all our hardships and joys. Shortly before Jesus returned to heaven, he promised his disciples and us, "Surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." Matthew 28, verse 20. With this knowledge strengthening us, we encourage one another with Jesus' love. Our story isn't over. What might seem like the end of our story, death, is really just the beginning. Because of Jesus' death and resurrection, we have the sure hope of a home in heaven. Our Bible reading gives us a wonderful picture of heaven. God will dwell among us, and he will be our God. We know that God is already with us all the time, but in heaven there will be no sin or guilt to cloud our vision of God. Now we see a poor reflection as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. 1 Corinthians 13:12. Imagine that. I will see Jesus. He will know me fully, and I will have no guilt because he has already washed my sins away. I won't ever sin again. Our story will continue forever. There will be no death, mourning, or pain. We will live with Jesus and our family of believers forever. So now, while we wait for that heavenly home, we have a mission. We point people to Jesus. We comfort them in their earthly sorrows and show them the wonderful things to come in heaven. We wipe away the tears, knowing that they only last a little while. Let's pray together. Dear Jesus, I cannot wait to see you in heaven. Thank you for guiding and comforting me through this earthly life. Give me the courage and strength to point others to you. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to wells.net/devotions. May the Lord bless and keep you.